Who are you?
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back and rolling. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7.
Well, that flew by.
Yeah, it sure did. If you missed any of it, including the interview with Bill Wennington, ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for The Suspects at the top of the page, and the menu will drop down. You can catch up on the hours that you missed, and then while you're on the front page, you can always download the app. Then you won't miss any of the ESPN shows throughout the day, no matter where you are and what you are doing.
Do it.
Aaron, how did that go, the reunion show and the 10-year anniversary on Friday? Because just in principle, it sounded like it was going to be great.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Right?
It was great hearing everybody's, like, you know, all those key pieces with, you know, Dave Tepper bringing in AJ and pairing him with Fred, Jong being the first real producer to step in and do it when it was Fred and Matt Dean. Matt Dean having the idea of, like, hey, can I do a show? And they're like, yeah, sure. And brought Fred on to do it. It was great.
Wow.
That's great.
I didn't realize that's how it all started, was Matt Dean just saying, hey, I want to do a show.
Yeah, he wanted to do a poker show, and so they brought Fred on to do it, and then it turned into I think it was a couple nights a week they were doing that, and then Saturdays and Sundays they were doing the front page, just, I guess, general sports, and then it evolved into the Blitz.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, good stuff there. Of course, great, because it's part of the lineup, the local lineup that everybody seems to love that we have put together here, where we just kind of don't hold back because we don't have to, which is fantastic. With that being said, Barry, the Rockets did a deal with Tillman this last weekend, or leading up to it Friday, where they were giving out food for needy families and such. And as part of it, they mentioned they're planning on letting players in to start working out this Friday.
Really?
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what your thoughts are, and I'm interested to get Tony's and some of the others, because Tony's obviously going to have to. Tony, a friend of the show, who is the equipment manager for the Rockets, is going to have everything ready for those guys. I mean, if they're starting to come in, that means a lot of people are going to have to start coming in, from the trainers to the equipment staff to, you know, some sort of security, and I don't know how that all works, but I mean, I hope the NBA is giving the go ahead on all this, because, you know, it was delayed a week ago with the Hawks being the one state where it was encouraged to get back to normal, and then they said, nope, not ready yet. I don't know if anything's changed, or if the testing that they were worried about having in-house is there, but hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah, oh, well, hopefully. It's a little, it seems a little abrupt, but I hate to keep saying this, but I'm going to trust that people have better and more information than I do.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, because we talked about, like, when's everybody starting. That's an indication. The NBA is obviously still trying to get it going sooner rather than later. They'd like to get their players in. They'd like to get some semblance of, you know, finishing out the season. From an NFL perspective, they canceled all the international games today, which is, I think, a smart move and the easiest decision to make, because you can still have the games, whether it be home or road, whoever was supposed to play over there, and figure that out. It's fine. The thought is that they're still going to release the schedule as if it was another year with nothing going on. They have the ability to take out bye weeks if they need to condense at all, but they seem to still be somewhat of the belief that they're going to be able to get the full season in, which, again, I hope, knock on wood, is encouraging that we are heading down the right path instead of the wrong one.
Yes. Agree 1,000%. It is encouraging, and the fact that they think that this might be a thing that they can make happen, good. Somebody asked me before, though, what do you think they should do? And it was like, man, I don't know at this point.
I'm almost where does it make sense to keep going? I mean, I don't know. I don't because I feel like, you know, by the time you get around to saying yes, we're all open, they're going to need weeks to get back into shape to be able to play. Mm-hmm. You've got to. It would now. Are you going to finish the season or do you just start the playoffs? And at this point, it's almost like, you know what? Just
well. And here's the thing that Brian Wynn
try again next year.
Trying to document all this of what the solution was from an NBA perspective. He's like, you know, you get them all in the hub city and they're all playing. I saw the MGM made a proposal where they can put up to 22 courts up and everybody stays at the MGM in Vegas and their families can stay there too. And, you know, you play until, but Windhorst said, so you kind of put them in groups of five teams here, five teams there, whatever. And he goes, well, say LeBron gets, you know, COVID-19 and they're in the middle of playing. Well, then he and the four other teams that are around him, they're just eliminated. They have to go away because they have someone that has COVID, and you proceed with everybody else. You can't do that. I mean, mm-mm. That's not how you fairly determine a champion. That's ridiculous. Then don't do it.
Yeah, that doesn't seem – yeah. See, that's just not – to me, that's not worth it if that ends up happening. Because then now right. It's just all messed up.
And we mentioned there's a minimum in terms of getting the TV money for the league. And they're close, but they're not there yet. With 18 games left in the regular season, I think they have to be over 70-some games in order for all the different clauses in the contract to go through so that the money passes from the network networks to the NBA and then disperse to the teams. Well, great. The playoffs will cover all that. You'll get enough games in. Uh-huh. But just do it smartly and the right way so that at the end of the year, like you and I talked about, there's not a big, you know, North Star brightness asterisk that says you won it, but you really didn't because it was a BS year. Try and set it up structurally so at least you think at the end of the year the best team won.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about how to say this the right way, but it's almost dumb to half-ass it.
Agreed.
And you can't predict it, right? So mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know, that's why you look at what baseball's thinking about doing, and the if we get to June and we get to July, it's a half a season. Is that better than nothing? You know, yeah, but at least they're not like, at least everybody's starting from the same standpoint and you're going, okay, we're going to play 81 games and that's going to be, you know, how we figure it out. I don't know. And the whole point about what happens if people get it, that's got to be a legit concern because, boy,
yep.
Could you imagine if you start getting staffers sick and some because you came back too soon? Or, you know, there are people up in age that work for these teams. That
sure.
Has to be something that you weigh too. So
NBA's talking about between like Greg Popovich and older coaches in the league. Mike D'Antoni's not exactly a spring chicken. General managers
right.
That are old.
Right.
You know, guys like that, executives, that has to be a concern. You know, I think because baseball hasn't started yet, even though they were supposed to, and football's in the driver's seat because you still have so much time before they're actually supposed to play a meaningful game, so there's a chance. From a baseball perspective, I think just, again, to make sure at the end of the year when you look back on all this to say, we got it right, at least we got playoff teams at the end of the year, and we got a chance for a full playoff with the best teams. I would just say if it gets down to 81 games or less, just have all the teams in the division play nothing but division games so that at the end of the regular season you can determine the best team in each division was this team. And so, therefore, mm-hmm. You know who your playoff teams are. Now, if you want to have, just like you would otherwise, a one-game playoff, wild card playoff or something like that, by taking, you know, the second place teams or the two best records of the remaining teams, have those teams play it off or whatever the case may be, fine. But at least then going into a playoff scenario, regardless of how many regular season games you played, you can identify within each division who the best team was, and at least you have a groundwork for a good playoffs and a legit champion.
I'm for that. That would be okay with me because then you'd be like, all right, this was the best team in each division. Period. Yep. There's no disputing that. Because then, you know, you always get down to tiebreakers. Well, who had the better record out of their division? But within you know, the league and, okay, other versus other leagues and other divisions. And I at least, you know, all right, it's definitive. This team that won this division won it fair and square, and they're the best team. So yeah. I'm totally down with that too. I don't like that round robin weird
divisions
idea that Hassan had. Yeah, and the whole three division thing, also not a fan of that. Just keep it
off the top of my head just now on the air. I just trumped Jeff Passan. I passened Passan by coming up with an idea that was way better than his 32 paragraph diatribe on his ideas baseball should take a look at. So there you go.
Totally
Jeff
agree.
Passan. So I mean, look, and the other thing is, based on what ESPN, the poll that they just took, fans are kind of echoing what you and I have said for weeks now. We don't care if fans are allowed in the games or not, as long as there's sports to watch. If we can guarantee that there's live sports to watch, I don't care if there's fans in the stands this year or not until we get over this pandemic and have a cure for it.
Well, boy, do I have some news for you, Joel.
Oh, really?
ESPN has a deal with the Korean baseball
organization. Oh, that I know.
So they're going to be playing baseball and airing it in English on ESPN. And Eun Chan Chung said, KBO League is one of the greatest baseball leagues with world-class players and many exciting initiatives.
Did you get that name from Granado?
No. Eun Chan Chung is not a... no. I did not get that off of Granado.
That's not an entree?
With Dells. No, that is okay. Not an on.
All right.
Nope.
I'm just okay. I was just asking a legit ESPN question.
But there is baseball. You watching? We've been saying we're Jones.
I might.
You watch?
I might watch it. I might watch it. I'm not going to watch it like intense with intensity and trying to figure out like if there's a few American players or recognizable names and the fact that we don't know who's going to win. I might peep it better than a lot of what's on TV right now.
See, that's where I thought I was ready for sports, but I'm really only ready for sports with players and people that I know. Because I look at that.
I thought you were going to go Trump on me and go only if they're American.
No, I'm just saying, do I really want to watch Korean baseball? I don't know the players. I don't know the quality of the sport. I'm like, I guess? I don't know. It just feels like the Diet Shasta of baseball. It's not real cola.
Okay. Well, bottoms up if you care to get some Korean League baseball. Otherwise, the wait continues. And like I said, the polls say people will pass on being there in person, but they'd love to see it on TV. I'm one of those people. I will honestly say that. I just would like to see some live sports again. So that would be fantastic. We've got lots of sports to still talk about and other things. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects in the final hour, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Hey, here we go, rolling through the final hour of the show. It is Aaron Rabel at the controls, Barry and myself on a Monday in the big city. Toasty out there. I believe
I'm gonna go
90
for a run,
degrees
so that's not
plus
gonna be good.
Today. Good luck with that.
Yeah, of course.
You'll be able to stay warm and sweat.
Okay, so a couple things on this Korean baseball organization. A couple folks texted about it. Somebody said, Korean League games end in ties after 12 innings. No thanks.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then somebody said, I don't know either whether it's good baseball or not. I would watch to learn. If I don't like it, just turn it off. But it's better than nothing. Is it, though? And then I was looking at the article that was on For the Win. So are you ready for the team names? Now, who are you going to pick? You have to pick from this list, Joel. Sight unseen, you have to pick from this list. You ready? Now,
it's when I don't get like any kind of background information.
It's important to know that the teams are not named after the cities, but they're named after businesses that own them. So, in other words, The Houston Astros really could have been the McLean shipping Astros at one point. So just keep that in mind. You could be watching the Golden Nugget Rockets. That could be a thing, too.
All right.
All right, you ready? The Doosan Bears.
Okay.
The Hanwha Eagles. The Kia Tigers. The Kiwoom Heroes. That's W-O-O-M. I'm sure I'm pronouncing all of these wrong. Kiwoom Heroes. KT Wiz.
Oh, that's a female LG golfer.
LG Twins. I guess this is Lotte, L-O-T-T-E, Lotte Giants, Lotte Giants, I don't know, NC Dinos, the Samsung Lions, and the SK Wyverns. What the hell is a Wyvern? I don't even know what a Wyvern is.
I think you can Google it.
I'm Googling it right now. I am. Oh, it's a dragon. It's a bipedal dragon. Of course it is. Of course a Wyvern is a bipedal dragon. How did I not know that? So who you going with, Joe?
I'm going with the Bears, man.
You're going with the Tucson Bears, huh?
The Bears to me feel like the Patriots or the Spurs. They feel like a dynasty to me. Tucson Bears, I'm going.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with either the Kiwoom Heroes or the KT Wiz.
I knew you were going to go with the
Wiz. Might be my team.
Oh, Woom or Wiz? Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Wiz. I think I'm KT Wiz until I die, baby. I've been a lifelong KT Wiz
fan
for
a
couple minutes now.
Yeah, second door on the right if you're going to go Wiz.
You know what? Immediately I regret my decision now. I would rather now just go with the Giants because I don't think you're going to make any – although I don't know how to pronounce their first name. Lodi? No. All right, we'll go Twins. Actually,
I would just stick with the
Samsung. My phone is Samsung. I'm going Lions.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm going Bears.
Suck it, bitches. I'm going Samsung Lions. Boom.
So there are 10 teams in the KBO.
Yes.
They play 144
teams. And apparently bat flips are okay and encouraged. There's a whole KBO bat flip collection video out there with some pretty epic flippage.
Okay.
There's a lot of bat flipping going on when they hit home runs. So that might be the fun part.
Okay, and so if the they best fight players, at all. Best players, according to STATIZ's wins above replacements metric, the Kia Tigers left-hander Hyunjung Yang had a 2.29 ERA
Big
over
Yang
184
Love me some
innings.
Yang.
Striking out nearly five times as many batters as he walked. Best position player, Yi Ji Yang, again, another Yang has
it. Yeah, see?
Catcher with the NC Dinos. He hit 354 with 20 long balls and more walks than strikeouts. Formerly a member of those Tucson Bears, by the way.
So, looking at it, it looks like your, I don't know if this is last year, but is this current? Like, are they still playing, or is this last year's stats? Do you know? Because there's Jerry Sands is leading.
No, opening day is coming up. They're not
okay. So this is all last year's.
Yeah, it's all last year.
So Park Byung Ho had 33 home runs last year. That's big. That Ho had a lot. Ho had 33.
Now, this is weird, too.
Renato would tell you that he also ate.
He had that with a bowl of soup and an egg roll? No. It says, are there any former big league players in the KBO? Veteran pitchers Dan Straley, Adrian Sampson, and Mike Wright are all new additions. They'll join a group that includes Warwick Sappled, William Cuevas, Casey Kelly and Tyler Wilson, all who have experienced life in Major League Baseball. On the hitting side, and here's where it's weird and quirky too, a pair of former outfield prospects who ended up in the KBO are Aaron Alther, best known for his time with the Phillies, and get this one, Preston Tucker, former Houston pro. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. There's who you're rooting for. So what does he play for? Please tell me he plays for the Wiz.
Please be a whiz.
And the survey says no. He will sign a contract with the Kia Tigers. The Kia Tigers are loaded, man. They got they got one of the Yangs. They've got Preston Tucker.
Well, see, the other confusing thing is I'm on the KoreaBaseball.com website. They have, if you go to eng.koreabaseball.com, you can get the stats from the KBO and everything. And you know, in some cultures, language or the names are reversed, right?
Right, like Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, yeah. His last name is, first name is Ming, correct?
That is correct.
Right. So, but
family name.
Always go
family
first
name,
name
is Yao. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So technically, his on the back of his jersey was his last name, and a lot of people thought it was his first name. Yep. But like. They have Jerry Sands listed as an RBI leader, who, by the way, looks strangely a lot like A.J. Hinch. But then under strikeouts and wins, they have Lindblom Josh. So they didn't go – and I doubt very seriously that Jerry Sands is – I doubt Sands is his first name. I'm going to say that that's not true.
Okay.
But apparently, Lindblom played for the Pirates back in the day. And the Brewers. He was a Brewer. Josh Lindblom was a Brewer, and you didn't even know it?
No.
Some fan you are, Joel. Well,
either that or some player Lindblom Josh was, because if it didn't register, there's probably a reason that he's also now in the Korean Baseball League and not still in the major leagues.
He signed a three-year deal with the Brewers December 16th, 2019.
Oh, well, there you go. That's, of course, no one knows him.
Well, how on earth?
Make a name for himself now, but he had to do what he had to do to get into the big leagues again. So we'll see how he does.
Well, all I know is look out for my whiz.
Yeah, and by the way, besides the Yangs, Kwang Yun Kim was one of the top pitchers in the KBO last season. He's now with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, so, really?
Another footnote, yeah. Well, there's, KBO producing some MLB players. So,
okay, yeah, look at this. I'm looking at these averages, boy. Kang Ho's got a big average, 336.
You got Yangs and Ho's. And,
Ho's numbers are up there, yeah.
Ho's no.
Oh, watch out.
Carl Lee Ravitch. Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez will do the first three games. Then John Shombi and Kyle Peterson of Little League World Series fame will do the fourth game they're going to cover, and then Shombi and Jess Mendoza are going to do two in a row. So they're putting
very good
broadcasters on it, so you'll be able to get good broadcasting as part of these games.
I like it.
There you have it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're moving through pretty quickly today. The Usual Suspects got a half hour to go on the show. When we come back, it is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. For a night like dreaming that my dad, and he
told me it ain't Christ-like. Who's this? Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello. Oh, 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 no, no.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. We've been talking about everything, including, because sometimes straits get dire, the KBO, Korean Baseball Organization, which ESPN is going to be broadcasting their games to start their season. So you will have some live sports to watch, I guess. By the way, are y'all hip with this, Barry, that today is basically like a Star Wars holiday?
Yeah, it was funny for the first 2 to 3 years that I realized it, or somebody said it, or whatever. And
but now people like literally treat it like it's an unofficial holiday for Star Wars fans. May the 4th.
Those people are weird.
And may the 4th be with you. So nationally, a lot of people doing a lot of things. I'm not a Star Wars geek like that. So I wouldn't have as much interest in it being a national Star Wars Day, but I know that people like Jong, people like Michael Carroll that are big into that stuff probably will pay attention to that to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Star Wars as a kid, and I watch all the movies. I still try to, you know, catch up and or I should say keep up, but yeah, I'm not going all crazy. I didn't put on my Stormtrooper costume this morning, if that's what you're wondering.
Thankful, because that had gave me a really bad visual for a second, but okay.
Well, they're fully clothed. No need to hate.
All right, fine. The fact that if you legitimately own a Stormtrooper costume, that's kind of like a grown-ass man wearing a jersey. So, all right.
It's not even close. Stormtroopers, it's a respectable profession.
So, adult men cannot, over the age of 30, cannot wear a jersey, but they should be encouraged to wear a Stormtrooper costume.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not seeing things the same way as you, but that's not shocking. I was thinking about
you? How come you don't see it like I do.
That's kind of why we're paired together. I was thinking about you here. Did you see this? Because I'm interested in your response to this. If you haven't seen pictures and you're not familiar, the murder hornets are now a thing.
Oh,
and no! This is not
bitch.
Another. This is not another minor league baseball team playing somewhere outside of the United States. The murder hornets are a real thing. They have now been found in Washington State. They are hornets. They are huge, and they are coming your way. Just FYI.
Yeah, I'm out on murder hornets. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of hornets, and I'm not a fan of murder. So I'm certainly not a fan of murder hornets. I don't like bees.
So
you know, and
roughly,
by the way, I was thinking about this because I had to weed eat this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst time of the year for people that are scared of bees. Not because the bees and wasps are out, but because those stupid little love bugs that end up on the front of your car are out, and so are June bugs. So anytime one of those gets near you and you're not prepared for it, you think it's a bee or wasp, and then you freak out. And then you realize that you're freaking out over a love bug, so... Not a great time of year for those of us that have a fear of bees and wasps, just for the record.
So, and I look, Taylor, for some reason, is deathly afraid of insects. And so as much as Lisa and I try to explain to her, look, the love bugs are harmless, this, that, and the other thing, she sees any kind of bug and she loses her bleeping
smart
mind.
Girl.
And when she sees one of those bugs... Don't leave the light on your porch light on at night, because oh my goodness, out here in Sugar Land, you can get 100 of those bad boys crusty on your doorstep the next morning, and they're annoying as hell. I can tell.
Oh
you.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there watching TV, and you can hear them hit the window, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, you dumbass! You would think the first time you hit the window. Apparently, June bugs not the smartest bugs. Any bug born in June is stupid, apparently. So.
Shut your mouth.
Love bugs, dumb as hell. They just have sex and die. I mean, that's a pretty good life, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you're always
as long as
around,
you can have multiple partners, not that you got to be stuck to the one that you have sex with.
Yeah, no. You're trying to go one way, she's trying to go the other. It's not a... No.
Can I just give you the description, though? A roughly 2-inch-long insect known as the murder hornet has made its way to the United States for the first time ever. The Asian giant hornet, also known as Vespa mandarinia.
That's because it's as big as a scooter.
Possibly because it's been known to kill up to 50 people a year in Japan.
Wow. How on earth did it fly all the way over the ocean to get here? I thought Trump was building
a wall. They say it's something out of a monster cartoon with a huge yellow-orange face.
Oh, yeah, they're nasty. They're ugly. I just want to know what happened to the wall. If Trump would have built his wall like we were promised, we wouldn't have murder hornets. I fully and completely believe that. So I just want to say for everybody that was anti-wall, I hope a murder hornet stings you. I hope you're happy now.
So they're a predator of honeybees. To answer your question, they're trying to figure it out. That how they got over here. But right now, Washington State has 4 known cases to where they have identified them as murder hornets.
Well, now see, and I'm starting to become a fan of honeybees. There's nothing; they don't sting you. They don't get crazy. They make delicious, delicious honey, and I'm okay with that. Again, honey bee, right? Favorite letter B, berry. Duh. Honey is delicious. I'm a fan of honeybees. Murder hornet. I don't like either of those. See,
there's a guy on YouTube named Coyote Peterson.
Oh, is that what I hear in the background?
What are you hearing?
Is your sound up on your YouTube?
No, not at all.
Okay, I was giving you.
So he volunteered to get stung by one of these horns. Yeah. So it says the video shows an instant goose egg on his arm where the hornet stung him. The sting is painful, packed with neurotoxins. Even if someone is not allergic to the hornet, multiple stings have the ability to kill.
Oof.
The day after he got stung, his legs ached like he had the flu, and the sting was the most painful he's ever experienced. Well, why volunteer for that? Avoid them.
Yeah, see, again, not a big fan
of... Just go talk to AR Platinum if you need that social media presence. But don't go and do a YouTube and get stung by something that can kill you.
Boy, these guys don't make smart decisions, do they?
Just dumb.
Yeah. Not wise guys.
No, not at all. So beware if you're in the Pacific Northwest. The murder hornets are out there, and they're out there to get you.
And they're coming for you. What you going to do when the murder hornets come for you? Yeah.
Good luck avoiding that one.
I don't know why I made the murder hornets Randy Macho Man Savage.
Randy Macho Man Savage. Hey, what are you doing with that?
Oh, yeah. What you going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what. That's a nasty looking bug. But I could tell the difference between that and a June bug or a love bug. And second of all, I'm not getting anywhere near that thing. I will kill it, but I will not be like...
Joel, you ain't killing no murder hornet, bro. You're going to be long gone by the time you get the opportunity to kill a murder hornet. You're going to stay around to kill a murder hornet.
Yeah. I mean, look, as long as I know where it's at, yes.
Once the murder hornet is in the vicinity, daddy's gone. I'm not... If Nora and me and a murder hornet are all on the back porch... Only two of us will be left there, and it won't be me. It's going to be Nora and that murder hornet, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not hanging out trying to kill it. Are you crazy?
Well, I'll tell you what. Boom Boom's tweeted us a picture. It looks more like the one he tweeted us looks like the mascot for Georgia Tech. But I'm not – look, I'll try to kill that thing.
No, you ain't – no way.
Well, I'm not it's dancing not like you are.
Huh?
I'm not dancing around like you are and running from it. I don't think it's that bad.
Bro, please. You're trying to be all manly now. There ain't no way. Soon as that murder hornet starts doing murder stuff around you, you are gone. Don't even try it, man. That was a good effort. I mean, I give you an A for pretending like you would. You're not fighting a murder hornet. We both know that.
It depends on what weaponry I have at my beck and
call. Would you use to fight a murder hornet, Joel?
Oh, a tennis racket, and I could guarantee I'd put
a tennis racket.
If I didn't kill it, I'd put it in my neighbor's yard. Then I'm good.
You're gonna volley a murder hornet?
No, smash it. I'm not gonna volley it. No, I'm gonna treat it like I'm trying to
racket.
Beat the dust out of an old rug on the clothesline. But yeah, I'm gonna take a full healthy swing at it, but I guarantee even if I don't kill it, I can make sure that it's going to go a good distance.
Okay. Well.
You're going to turn and run.
Yeah. Yeah, Joel. Live to fight another day. That's my motto when it comes to murder hornets.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
then it looks like with that motto, the murder hornet's going to live to see another day too, and that's not a good thing.
I mean, you know. I'll let somebody else kill it. I'm not fighting it. It's not. You know how deathly afraid I am of bees.
Yeah, I still don't get that, but okay.
What don't you get?
Like, you're a grown-ass man. You don't have to be afraid of these things. I would even bet that you could kill those things. Most things, even just bees and wasps, you can kill them?
Yeah, I kill bees and wasps all the time.
all of a sudden the murder hornet's going to scurry you a little bit?
You think your little wasp spray is going to do anything against a murder hornet?
Oh, dude, I'm not running around with spray. No chance. I got something. I will have something that will take that thing out of the air.
You better get a blowtorch?
Get out of here. No way.
Man, you crazy. You are absolutely insane.
Listen. A fly swatter would at least stun it enough to knock it out of the air, and then you just step on it.
You're not hitting no murder hornet with a fly swatter. I'm sorry. I know you play college baseball. That ain't happening. And then he's going to sting you on the head, and that's going to be all shit.
I mean,
because it's going to.
Did I miss something? Hornet. Is the murder hornet suddenly Barry Sanders with wings? Like, it's that elusive? It's a
hornet. They're fast. Hornets are fast.
When's the last time you clocked a hornet? It ain't that fast.
Well, let's see. It was 1994.
If it's 2 inches big, that's like one of those big, fuzzy, yellow and black bumblebees. You can knock.
Bro, 2 inches can do a lot of damage. Trust me.
All right.
You have to take my word on it, but you can do a lot of damage with 2 inches, okay?
At least you said your word, not you. Never mind. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. We're going to put a bow on it next and then turn it over to the Blitz. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they're waiting to take you from 4 to 7. All right here, ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sharara.
Hey! Final segment of the show on a Monday. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and we absolutely appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Wherever you may be, whatever you're doing in Houston, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, though it is a little toasty. Looking forward to you and Granato chopping it up tonight, Barry Laminack.
Going to be fun. I'm excited, man.
I heard him being technologically challenged. He did say to Raheel, does he call me? Do I call him? How does he connect with me for this hour thing I'm supposed to do? And then I heard Raheel said, oh, it's Facebook. And I'm like, no, it's YouTube.
Yeah, no, it's not you. Well, ours was YouTube because the Mob Crush application decided not to work that day, so we couldn't do it on Facebook and YouTube. So you and I just did it on YouTube only. But it's on Facebook and YouTube on my Facebook page and my YouTube page, and then but Granato just needs Skype. That's what I use to do the calls. So we've already tested it. He downloaded it, installed it, and we connected this morning. While he's on air, I guess he was at a break. He sent me a message. He tried to connect to Skype, but I wasn't in the room. So then I just was like, well, I'll call him back. I guess he's not. No, he answered. He was on air, literally headset on, talking, and just thumbs up me. And I was like, cool, we're good. Thumbs up to him and hung up. So yeah, we've already tested it. We're good to go.
So that should be entertaining tonight. So make sure you check in on that, because that'll be good stuff. If there's nothing on television, you might as well watch that. That should be worth the price of admission. Yeah, so check that out. Other than that, we covered Star Wars Day. We covered a lot of ground today, actually. We did the Korean Baseball League and the fact that ESPN is broadcasting that. We talked a lot of the NFL news, including Andy Dalton and his whereabouts next year being in Dallas. And, of course, our one-on-one or two-on-one, as the case may be, with Bill Wennington. We need to have Bill on the show. He told me, like, when I was trying to get Bill on the show, he was like, dude, this has just been crazy. He's like, everybody coming out of the woodwork wanting to do interviews. And when you think about it, anybody that had anything to do with this documentary has been, like, ESPN has had Wilbon and Jackie McMullen, the longtime Boston Globe writer and NBA writer, every Sunday night, and then Wilbon's been all over doing his rounds on local radio. Steve Kerr has been just Scott Van Pelt's go-to, and then they had Barkley on last night. But, you know, I'm surprised if you know anybody on any of those teams. That's a great get right now because those guys are getting pulled in every direction. Everybody wants the insight on – they want more of the documentary. I mean, J.J. Watt tweeted last night, 10 episodes, not going to be enough.
Tend to agree. I think it's going to end up being fire, and they're going to need more. So maybe there'll be a part two?
I don't know, man. You know, again, unless there's like a lot of footage. Well, I will say this. The guy who put the documentary together said that because for each show or each episode and the storyline, there was a ton that they wished they could have gotten out there that they couldn't. One of the, and he alluded to when he said a lot, one of the ones that he would reference is, aside from what we reported on the show last week about Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman and the, you know, I was going to ask Bill Wennington about that when you were talking about practices and stuff in the off days, like, you know, if that, what he remembers of the Carmen Electra days. But he also said that Carmen Electra went into great deal, that detail that they had on film of when they first met and their first date. Rodman picked her up and then went up an exit ramp in Chicago, I believe, like on the loop into traffic on like one of the busiest stretches of highway. And he's going the wrong way. And he's like, I wish we had the time that I could have put that as part of the documentary. So maybe there is some stuff that didn't make the initial.
Well, I think Dennis Rodman needs his own documentary, if we're being honest.
Well, but he's got the long 30 for 30 if you haven't seen it. I mean,
I haven't.
Yeah, there's a long 30 for 30. I think it's an hour and a half long that just kind of details his life and, you know, early upbringing and the Pistons days and then, you know, the Bulls days. So I think some of it is a little bit of overlap. But, I mean, I don't know. If there's a lot of stuff on the cutting room floor that we could get more of this documentary, especially since we don't have live sports. People, I think people, because people forget, look, this series wasn't supposed to start until mid-June, mm-hmm. after the finals and everything like that. So the fact that they made one hell of a smart programming move and moved it to Shrewd. When they did is one thing. But now if you can capitalize even further, like we talked about with the Lion King, if you can get a couple more episodes out of it, wow.
Tiger King.
Tiger King, right.
Lion King, that's a whole other thing.
But I'm just saying, you got to believe people would be, the ratings would be huge for that if they could concoct a couple more episodes of it.
Well, it's been that good. I mean, it really has. So, yeah, I could see them milking it. That is for sure.
Yeah. So, I mentioned this earlier, but just to give you the documentation behind it, because you are a numbers guy, but the ESPN study in which they surveyed 1,004 fans, 18 or older, 65% are in favor of sports returning without fans in the stands. And that number grew to 76% when they were asked if they support the return of sports without any fans in the stands, if players were kept in hotels and their contact with others was monitored.
Okay.
And 88% of those fans feel they are avid sports fans, and they plan to watch as much sports as they possibly can if set up in that environment.
Well, I can't wait to see. Honest to God, I can't wait to see what the Korean baseball organization's numbers are on ESPN. Because, like you're saying,
I hate to say this, you know, I think they're going to be pretty
80%
good.
80% of fans are saying that they want sports. Well, you're about to get sports. Let's see how much it matters.
Yeah, I got a just a suspicious feeling that those numbers are going to be pretty good.
Yeah, well.
You don't think so? I mean, look,
I think they will. It's going to be like anything else. I think that they're going to be good for a while, and then they'll probably tail off pretty quick.
I think it's a no-brainer that this documentary was going to be a big deal that was going to do really well. But I think just simply for the fact that people are just so like hard up for anything live sports related. I mean, look, if we're watching virtual auto racing and virtual, you know, Madden and virtual The Show and all these different video games. By the way, then you need a special tip of the cap to Blake Snell, who won the Major League Baseball The Show tournament. 3-0, he won the championship. Yeah, congrats to him. Right? You didn't know? Nor did basically 99% of the free world. But that went on too. So that's what I'm saying. If they flip the channel and by chance you look at ESPN and, oh, by the way, Korean League Baseball's on, people are going to watch.
Possibly.
If it's that American Idol where the judges are all on their iPads and the performers are on in their houses and you're going to try and pick a winner, I'd rather watch Korean baseball for a fair outcome than that.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go if I remember, but I'm going to be honest with you, Joel. Don't come to work expecting me to have a lot of input on Korean baseball because I'll probably forget it's on.
What are you talking about? You are my numbers guy.
We're gonna break
to
down
go
the hoes and the yangs because I don't know if I'm gonna watch.
Dude, if you don't break down the war for every yang in that league, because the two of the best, as we mentioned, are right there for you, I'm gonna be very disappointed. You got to give me analytics on that.
Get prepared. Be prepared to be disappointed.
That sucks. All right, well, that'll about do it for a Monday. We're going to wrap it up, put a bow on it, and we're going to hand it off. So next you'll have the startup year number 11 of Fred and AJ as hosts of The Blitz, Aaron Raybould along for the ride. For Barry and myself, have a great night, everybody. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow where Barry's got Quentin Demps coming in to talk Texans and Bill O'Brien. That should be good stuff. We'll have a great night. So should you. Talk to you tomorrow, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.